Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvise?
Improvising!
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Hey, listeners, welcome to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. My name is Morgan Phillips, and I'm here with Emmett Nichols.
Hey.
And Amber...
Skates.
Oh, man. I even wrote it down
You're
recently.
You just got to imagine me. Okay, let's do the visual. I'm on my little roller skates, and they're like an orange amber color.
And you do roller skate.
Yeah. I have to, legally.
Is it nominal? Like,
legally obliged. I signed a contract at birth to keep the name.
How early did they put those skates on you?
Oh, babe, they were in the womb.
Yikes.
They that's a lot.
Chug them up there.
In utero, in utero.
Yeah.
I was rolling in that utero.
How's your mum?
Slaying it.
At least they weren't rollerblades, am I right? Caesar! Get it? I know it's ice skates. It's just the name blade.
So beautiful. Such beautiful imagery.
Well, my dad's a fertility specialist, so I know about this stuff.
Speaking of knowing about stuff, Emmett told me that this week he's done a lot of life admin.
Oh, funny you should mention that. Actually, just today I did about every job under the planet. One of the things was like going through boxes and culling stuff.
Wow, yeah. Well done.
When you cull a thing,
deep into the holidays, I am.
What's the process of culling a thing?
I go, have I thought about this in the last few years?
Yeah.
Is it taking up space? Am I ever going to use it again? And then if I go like, oh yeah, I probably will use this again. I go, but really, man, you haven't used it for like 5 years.
Mm.
And then a few years later, you're like, oh, I really need that thing. And then you just go buy another one.
Yeah.
But most of the stuff you have in your house, you're not going to use.
And did you chuck it? Do you try to donate it?
I will try and give to like a Sammy's or whatever.
Yeah, cool.
I'll recycle what I can, palm it off to other people if I can. I've got a size 10 shoes. They're really nice shoes.
Yeah, anyone want some shoes? Yeah.
Our Patreon listeners, you can sign up to Patreon for $3 a month.
For Emmett's shoes.
And we're actually giving every new Patreon member a pair of Emmett's shoes.
You know we should do?
Can sniff them.
We should auction my shoes at the next impromptu.
This is really great.
Absolutely.
How about you guys? Yeah. Amber, you're too young to have life admin.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've never existed as a human before, so I don't own anything.
Gates through life. No. Amber, what's your life admin? What have you been doing?
I did actually do a bit of a reorganization the other day because I've decided I'm going to get into the world of Twitch.
Oh.
And so I was like, I need to like sort out all my tech stuff.
Yeah.
Like I pulled out my DSLR, plugging it in and like using that.
That's a camera, guys.
Yeah. How exciting is that though? Like I didn't even know that was a thing until my housemate literally the day after I decided this in my little brain was like, hey, I'm going to get into streaming.
What?
Can I use your DSLR? And I was like,
no.
No, I am
streaming. And then we fought and he threw it out the apartment. No.
This is such a tragic story.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, we'll imagine that reality. And then in the other reality, I got to actually set it all up because that was his idea. And I like nearly bought a webcam. So
what are you twitching?
Wow.
Is it yourself and songs or games?
Yeah, me living life. Yeah, no.
Not games.
Not games.
Okay.
But probably like, music and just... chatting,
just
kind of
Amber.
Like what I do on my
Instagram Plus.
Cool.
But Instagram
paid.
Plus. But yeah, well, hopefully paid. But I'm very keen because I bought some funky lights and like.
Cool.
Yeah, but I cleaned up like all my stuff and organized it into sets and costumes.
Do you need like 10 photo frames, 2 pairs of boots,
Hey, you can't offer the boots because they're for Patreon.
God. Damn it.
Also, Patreon listeners, we are now offering all Patreon listeners a free opportunity to donate money to Amber's new Twitch stream.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. You legally have to.
What about you, Morgan? What's your
My life admin? Well, look, I've got a shed full of... garage on a shed. I'm not cool enough to have a shed. But it's full of cardboard and stuff I've been meaning to donate for about... since I moved into the
house. Cardboard?
cardboard.
Who do you think wants that?
Oh, me.
I was going to donate that to the recycling centre. Okay. The Stonington, yeah. Stonington
so
Waste
not so much
Transfer Station.
What kind of cardboard are we talking? I just went straight away to magic cards, but that's not what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's boxes that won't fit into a thing. I've also
got a
bunch
you probably need the boxes before you know it.
Whoa.
That was a threat.
I don't understand.
I don't know either.
Is he getting kicked out by your house?
I don't know. It just waited 6 months, you know, before you know it, it'll be time to move.
True. Yeah. I mean, hopefully not. I love my house.
It is a great house.
Yeah. My landlord listens to this podcast. I love my house.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. I'm joking. He might. I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Is your landlord male?
The one I'm in touch with the most is male.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You guys contact each other a lot.
Well,
Every day.
He's a pretty hands-on landlord.
That's
handy. He fixes stuff around the house pretty quickly by himself.
Sounds like the dream. Amber, you mustn't have a lot of stuff because you recently moved from Perth.
Yeah, I have nothing.
But, like, did you do a big cull before you left?
Yeah, I did. I culled heaps. Like, it was pretty amazing, to be honest. Yeah. But I also brought heaps with me. And Mum, like, I got Mum to send over some boxes of my things.
Whoa.
Because I'm a massive, like, collector. Like, I love to collect, like, retro, vintage, like, beautiful things.
Right.
Decanters.
Yeah.
You know, little things. Oh, love
and
it.
You must have a big wardrobe, I imagine, also.
Oh, God, yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not. It's a lot. Yeah. We don't talk about it, to be honest, because it's just, you're just unlocking new thoughts. But exciting, my housemate and I switching bedrooms in a couple months. So we have half. Yeah, bedroom swap.
Yeah.
He gets to keep all my stuff. No, we're doing a full switch. And he has a slightly bigger wardrobe.
What, are you paying more rent for this?
No, they're both the same because mine has a big window.
He gets the wardrobe space.
You're both covering each other's rooms at the moment.
Yeah, right.
That seems like a situation that can solve itself.
And also like big logistics for a small kid.
Yeah, and what I mean is that like you need to start enjoying views more and your housemate can start wearing your clothes.
I feel like exactly.
Yeah. Great, we're Impromptus. We're not a life admin podcast, we're a musical improv podcast. We make an entire musical up on the spot based on a suggestion we get from you, our listeners. You can give us a suggestion on any of our social medias or our website. You can find us and pop one on at any time you like. You can do one right now. We'll wait. Look, I've got one just in right now. It's come through the newly declared bucket of destiny, sent by Jeremy Hughes with...
Oh, Hughesy. We never call him that, but
Hughesy.
We love you, Jeremy. Fellow improviser from the hoo-ha.
The inspired title... Poop.
Oh, Jeremy.
Oh, Jeremy.
I spoke too soon. What a title.
So beautiful.
What a title. Here we are with the title Poop.
I assume that's
Jeremy
an acronym.
I mean, it's not spelt like one. It's all lowercase except for the capital P. I would say it's not an acronym as he says it. Yeah, sorry to block your offer there.
Offer?
I want to be real with Jeremy.
I'm going to say no.
We've got to honour Jeremy's intention.
Yeah,
which was
respect
to give us
the intention.
This title.
We've also got Jem Sherwill on keys and Alexia Brinsley on the tech desk.
I can't help feeling this is somehow Jeremy's fault.
Selling it.
For the last time ever, Impromptunes presents Poop by Jeremy Hughes.
There is one invention that makes humanity so pure. It's silky soft and it helps the species to endure. There is one thing and life there is no greater. The day the humans invented toilet paper.
Yeah, there is one thing that makes humanity complete. And you know you can get it by the single sheet. Oh, the toilet paper, it fills my soul. Give me my toilet paper on a nice sheet of loo roll.
It is heaven sent, Kleenex or sorbent. It is heaven sent for you and me.
Kleenex or sorbent, it is heaven sent for you and me.
When I sit
down in my favorite place. I wonder what I'll do today. But there's always a trusty roll sitting by my side. Just pull it out, you take control of my life.
It is heaven sent, Kleenex or Sorbent. It is heaven sent for you and me.
If you try to give me a wet wipe,
it will complete my soul. Roll by roll by roll.
And I want to put it all over me.
And it is not okay if you use a bidet.
On heaven sent, Kleenex or Sorbent. It is heaven sent for you and me.
Another fresh day at the toilet paper factory.
Oh, yes. Here at King's Loo Rolls, we're killing it, Boris, every day.
Yes, Gedry, we are killing it in the way that we are making people's lives better.
We know why they call us King's Loo Rolls, Boris.
Because we're top of the... the hierarchy of loo rolls.
Oh, yeah. Gendry? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gendry? Gendry.
You okay, Boris?
Sorry, mate. I just got distracted a little bit. You know, I was thinking about toilet paper and...
how great it is.
Yeah, I mean, now I'm here, I really feel like my life's got meaning.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's the thing. When you work for King's Loo Rolls, you're providing a service... not just to the superiors or the poor, but every person on the planet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Every person on the planet. You know, I used to work for a tissue company. Yeah.
Not everyone's a blower.
No, not everyone needs it for the nose. Nah. Some people don't have noses. Everyone has an arsehole.
you can say that again. And the other thing about it, Boris, you know, some people, and this disgusts me, they use handkerchiefs.
I mean, that disgusts me too, but...
You don't find the equivalent in the toilet factory.
That's it. Everyone has to use loo roll.
Yeah. They don't use the same one, fold it in their pocket, let it dry off.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
I mean, it's kind of like those babies that have reusable diapers, you know?
What do you mean?
Some babies have diapers that you can kind of take off, wash, and then put the back on that baby.
Oh, mate, you got to be careful with that kind of talk around here at King's Loo Rolls. Because someone might look at that idea and think, oh, here's a chance to innovate. Then we're out of a sheet.
You mean like the boss, King's Kingsley?
Oh, yeah, oh, definitely not him. Oh, he gets really cranky about that stuff.
He does, actually.
Here he is.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Kingsley, he's got very good ears.
Good morrow, Lord.
Hello, you two. What are your names again? You all look the same to me.
I'm Gendry, and this is Boris.
Gendry and Boris. Boris, all right. I'll try to remember that one.
I've been here for 17 years, boss.
Yeah, Gendry, you all just rolls to me.
Yeah.
You know, you look like a roll, just white and pasty and flapping around.
Yes, and my skin's slowly peeling off by the day.
Yeah,
but it regrows, that's the difference.
Yeah, can we get back to work, you boys?
We were actually working before you came
along. Because we got a lot of rolls to get through.
Yes, Kingsley.
Of course, Kingsley, yes, my liege.
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
All right, Kingsley.
Oh, man, it got close when I mentioned the fact that I've regrown my skin. I was like, this sounds like the suggestion for innovation.
Yeah, we don't... Jeez, man, King's Kingsley just scare me. I mean, I'm thankful you got me this job after all, we've been friends for so long.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, from a high school science class. But the thing is, Boris, like, the one thing about King's Kingsley, he's old school, man. Like, nothing ever changes about the toilet roll.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't want anything to change around here. So I had to really put a good word in for you.
I get it. Kendry. Sorry, I was just thinking about something else.
You think about toilet paper again?
No, I was thinking about our first science project together. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, we had to put hydrochloric acid with baking soda and vavoom.
Vavoom. And we made that... we made those nice sheets, you know? They were just like... No one had ever put those two substances hydrochloric acid and baking soda together.
And thick, plush sheets.
Yeah, and they were wet. And they were...
Moist, even.
Moist, yeah. Moist, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And they just felt... I just felt at that moment like we had figured something out. I didn't know what. I couldn't put a word to it.
I'm sorry, Boris. I hate to do this to you, but I don't want talk like that around here. I put my neck on the line for you. We're buddies. And my wife, Dolores, she said to me, don't mix friendship with business. But I was like, oh, for Boris... He just got fired from the tissue factory because he was always innovating.
Yeah, I know. I can't keep my mind off it. I'm always trying to create things, man.
That's it. You just need to learn to settle. I settle for Dolores. Every year, there's a new cute biddy who starts here, and I think maybe that'd be better, but no.
But Dolores sucks, man.
I know, you're telling me.
Yeah, I don't...
But I've settled.
Even in high school, she sucked.
Oh, yeah, that's why I liked her in high school. But, you know, it just never grew. Like, it was always same old, but that's just what Kingsley wants. I'm used to it now. I'm content.
Yeah.
You've never been content, man.
I guess I haven't.
That's why we were the first person to ever put hydrochloric acid and sodium bicarbonate together. Like, everyone else was following the instructions, but no.
Not us.
You had to... Well...
I used to be like me too, mate. Don't you remember?
Oh, sure. I mean, that was when I hadn't met Dolores yet, and then I got distracted.
Yeah.
And, look, you know, I guess I was a bit of a player.
But I remember you.
Huh.
I remember you, Gendry.
Someone I prefer to forget.
Yeah, it was my first day back in high school. 1991. I thought nothing else could ever be as fun. But then I met you, and my problems came to an end, because I met you, my buddy, my bestest friend. You said, I'll take you to the edge of the world. We'll make things you have never seen. I'm gonna take you, make you my best friend, my friend. And everything we do will always feel so brand new. I will do new things with you, my friend.
I did say that.
Yeah, Gendry, you're my friend. I'm sad to see you now this way, such a sad, sad way. Gendry, how'd you end up this way? How'd your mind stop creating? How'd you end up like this today? Oh, think of something new. Come on, Gendry, think of something new. Think of all the mischief we used to get up to. Gendry, think of something new.
I don't know, pineapples.
Oh, Gendry.
That's all I can think of.
Pineapples, they already exist and they're already delicious.
But they're so weird.
There's not really much you can do with a thought like that.
It's like, how did anyone think of that in the first place?
You used to have thoughts like, what if you took a hamster and you turned it into something like a cat? Whoa. Gendry, think of something new. Think of something new.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're trying to tell me to do. You're telling me to
think of something new. Think of something new. Just remember all the mischief that we used to get up to and think of something new.
Like something green on the outside and like pink in the middle, but the inside is black and white and you can eat it and spit out the... Oh, it's a watermelon.
Okay, we're stuck on fruit. We're not getting past it just now. But I know you're gonna think of something new some way, somehow. I mean, maybe if you took a plane and turned it into a boat. Imagine what that looked like. Would that even float?
I can do it, I can
and think of something new. Come
I
on.
Can think of something new. Won't take anyone else's ideas. It'll be something that I don't review. I will think of something new. I've got an idea.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Say it, come
I've
on.
Got it.
Gendry, you
it's
can do it.
It's something that I've never known. A thought which no one else could grapple.
Come on.
It hangs from a tree.
Yeah.
And it can sustain you and me.
Okay.
I am on a high.
Thinking of an apple.
I didn't
think of something new. Come on, Gendry.
What about a pair of apples?
Of something new.
Or a bunch of fruits all combined into a bowl.
Get up to
a salad of fruits.
Think of something new.
I don't know if I can think of something new. Pomegranate.
No, still fruit, mate.
Gendry!
I hope you enjoyed the lamb souvlaki.
Oh, it was beautiful, Gendry.
Thanks. Shall we watch some Netflix television series?
Let's just watch each other.
What?
Let's talk.
No, but we always just watch.
Gendry.
Have you been talking to Boris?
Boris?
Sorry, it's just I saw him today and he's just seems like you're trying something new. And every night we watch Netflix series. Like, what's gotten into you, Dolores?
Gendry, I just feel like I've just heard through the grapevine that.
Grapes? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
That you just don't think I'm that great anymore.
Grape? Oh, sorry. What?
Everything's free with you.
Baby.
And I'm just trying my best.
Baby,
okay?
I'm sorry. I feel like maybe you're right. Like,
we used to be two peas in a pod.
Oh, yuck. Vegetables. How dare you?
Gendry.
This is why you suck. Always talking
Gendry,
about vegetables.
Gendry, calm
beef
down.
Beef souvlaki famously has no vegetables in it.
I know.
It's beef water, also known as broth, and paste.
And I think that's
bread.
The thing is I'm just not eating the right nutrients, and so it just puts me in a weird way. Like, all we ever eat is fruit.
Fruit, meat, and bread. That's all the man needs. That's
meat
what my
and bread, and I'm just missing my vegetables, and I think that's why I've been so off.
That's what my dad always ate, and he stayed happily, well, maybe not happily,
Gendry,
but married for 45 years.
No wonder your mum was so miserable.
What? No, mum sucked. Dad always said, nah, mum sucks. What are you saying? She was miserable.
She never got any vegetables.
Jeez. Maybe you're onto something. Have I really been that single-minded?
You kind of have, Gendry.
Mm.
And I was just waiting for you to come around. But it's come to this.
Oh, I'm sorry, love.
What, no.
Why is your luggage out?
I'm sorry, Gendry.
No.
I'm leaving. And I'm going to go live on a farm with vegetables. Okay, because I need to make up for all this lost time.
No.
All these greens I've been missing in my life.
Love, I'm sorry. I know one rotten apple can rot the whole barrel, but...
And it has.
But
it
I didn't
has.
Mean
Gendry,
anything wrong.
It has, and you need to face it, because I am leaving. I am leaving.
Oh, baby.
With the vegetables, too. I am leaving you. All this fruit just wouldn't do. Oh,
misery. Baby, can you see? You're making me blue, not like a blueberry, like rotten fruit. Oh, Gendry, can you see? Oh, fruit ain't ripe enough for me.
Oh, baby, you are the only woman that I've ever loved. I love you, baby, more than a juicy guava. You are the real deal. I love you so big. I wanna get my hands around your juicy little fig. Oh, oh, baby.
Your food ain't ripe enough for me.
I love you more than I love a piece of fruit.
Gendry, it's time that you face the facts.
No, no, no,
all this talk ain't taking me back.
Oh, it's baby, time. Please forgive me. I've learned my big old lesson. I love you to the end of your juicy rock melon. Oh,
oh
baby, don't leave me in the loop.
Me.
I love
oh,
you more
baby,
than a pair. There's something I've forgotten. Fruit untended can end up kind of rotten.
That's right, Gendry. I guess you're starting to see. You're starting to see.
Oh, baby, don't
can't
leave me in the
loop. Your fruit.
I love you, baby. I so adore. I want you to settle the score with one more piece of music.
Your fruit ain't ripe enough. Ain't ripe enough for me.
And so she just walked out on you.
Yeah, because of you.
What?
Because of you and your new ideas.
No, come on, mate. Was she talking about vegetables again?
Yes.
I mean, I get that they're a great source of fiber and you do miss it when you're sitting on the toilet, but like...
That's where the extra plush wipe comes in. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
4-ply toilet paper.
Yeah.
Any situation. King's Kingsley got his face imprinted on it.
Yeah. I mean, after a beef burrito, is that what you got it?
No, beef souvlaki. Yeah.
After
sorry, I might have misspoke in my recollection.
Sorry,
of the story.
You're telling me
10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And I was like, babe, did you even finish your beef burrito?
What?
Back to the press.
Yeah, beef souvlaki makes more sense. It was weird when you said it.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, even when you eat a beef souvlaki and you've kind of...
A what?
A beef souvlaki. Sorry, I'm just thinking about chemistry class again.
I might have mispronounced it when I corrected it 3 minutes ago. But anyway, we'll wonder. Yeah, as you were saying.
Yeah, look, she talks about vegetables, beef souvlaki... I was going to say something about rubbing yourself raw, but we're past it now.
This is what I'm trying to say, man. Like, I should never have spoken badly about her.
No, I thought you said you got stuck with her. You said you didn't like her.
I don't know. I don't think it was Dolores that was stuck. I think maybe you were right. Maybe you're onto something. Maybe I was the one who was stuck. You know, if I never changed or never grew... I'd be like a tiny underripe banana, like a little plantain that no one could ever... But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're talking about fruit again.
Yeah. Well, I'm using it as a metaphor.
You know that saying that everyone says that
one
bad apple ruins a whole bunch of apples?
Yeah.
Also
one rotten apple
always rottens the whole bunch. Yeah.
What's your point?
I'm just saying, you know, if you don't have any good thoughts, then they'll all go rotten.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you mean. So, because I had this one negative thought about Dolores, which wasn't even about her, it was about me and my lack of change. You know what? You're right. I'm going to innovate however I want from this day on. You know how I wanted to try it on with one of the secretaries? I'm doing it.
I don't know if that's the...
Yeah, yeah. No, you're onto something, Boris. Thank you for the advice.
I said...
And you know what? I'm going to tell Kingsley to go stick it.
I mean, maybe...
Because
maybe
I've always wanted to and I've held back every time. Boris, you are right. You are the best friend. Oh, here he comes now. I'm going to do... You know what? Today, I'm just going to say yes to every decision I've ever wanted to make.
I don't know if that's...
You're a genius, buddy.
All right.
Hello there, you two boys.
Kingsley.
How's work going?
Yeah. I'm just going to say yes. Yeah. I'm just going to say yes to whatever comes across my mind today. Oh, yes, yeah. I'm just going to say yes, yeah. I'm just going to say yes to whatever comes across my mind today. Oh, hey, Kingsley.
Oh, hello there, you two. Oh, I'm just going to need one of you to go sort out this little problem we're having with the toilet paper.
Yeah, you should sort it out yourself, Kingsley. Nice one, Boris.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're supposed to be the king around here. I don't see you doing much leading, pal.
What is your name?
You don't remember? I've been working here for 17 years. My name is Gendry. Oh, yes, yes. I'm just going to say yes, yes. I'm going to say yes to whatever thought comes across my mind today. Woo! I'm going to say yes, yes. Oh, I'm just going to say yes, yes. I'm going to say yes to whatever thought comes across my mind today. Oh, here's the secretary. Hey, Kylie, how you going?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right. I just, like, you know, need a bit of help and I need to, like, oh, I dropped something on the floor.
Well, you better pick it up so I can see your hot peach.
My hot peach?
Your juicy peach. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I've been wanting to squeeze that peach for some time, Kylie. What do you think? You interested?
I think
just
I'm
going to yes,
complain
yes.
about this. This
you
is no good
just
at all.
Say yes, yes. I'm going to say yes, yes to whatever
yes.
comes across my mind today.
Yes, yes.
I will say yes, yes. I'm gonna say yes, yes. I'm gonna say yes to whatever comes across my mind today. I'm going for a walk. I just feel like exploring the docks. Hey, a boat. Hey, a seaplane. What if I combine these into the one thing? A boat seaplane. Oh, excuse me, Captain. Can I take a ride on your ship? Here's $400.
Yeah, better you can. Go take this ship and go.
Thanks. How about you, pilot? Could I hire your ship for $400?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
why not?
Everyone's in such an accommodating mood. Oh, man, that was my rent money. Oh, well. A sea boat plane. It's beautiful. I'm gonna say yes.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm gonna say yes.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna say yes to whatever comes to my mind today.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I'm gonna say yes, yes. Oh, I'm gonna say yes, yes. I'm gonna say yes to whatever comes to my mind today.
Oh, that plane is crashing.
Yes, yes.
There's no way a plane and a boat can fly together.
Yes.
It's too much weight.
Yes, yes.
I'm gonna say yes, yes. I'm gonna say yes,
yes.
I'm gonna say yes, yes. 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 Come to my mind. Yes to whatever comes to my mind. Yes to whatever problem I find. To her day. Oh God, yes.
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 Oh. Gendry! What are you doing
Dolores,
here?
Dolores,
Gendry,
is that you?
Here, Oh, God, I'm putting over my shoulder.
Oh, God, you're so strong.
I'm such an amazing swimmer.
Oh, because you've
I'm
been going
swimming
to
shore.
Swimming every day.
That's right, and you never even noticed, Gendry,
sorry,
how fit I got. Look how freaking toned I am.
Oh, that's right.
Here, honey, let me put you on the shore.
We were planning for that tropical holiday to go and look at the pineapple. Banana trees.
Yeah, and we never went.
I know, and you look so good in a bikini, honey. You're really fit for your age.
Thank you. I've been just tanning it out here.
enjoying my life now that you're out of it.
Well,
and now you just come on in my life again. Suddenly just appear and you're drowning.
You saved my life.
Oh, Gendry.
And I'm not even talking about just now when I was drowning in a boat seaplane, which I think still has potential probably, but maybe I should workshop it a little more. I'm talking about when we were in school and I was in chemistry class just combining random ingredients. It wasn't until I met you and your skills that I was distracted from all that and got away from combining active ingredients and found the real kind of chemistry that I needed. I just wasn't tending it. It was a garden of legumes or tubers, maize, wheat, corn. It was a beanstalk that I never gave enough attention.
A full salad of love.
That's right, baby. A full salad of love.
Oh, hey, sorry, it's me, it's Boris.
Hi, Boris.
Boris, what are you doing here?
Look,
you saw my boat seaplane? What do you think?
Look, it's not your best idea, mate. And I think that's because I was the one that said it. And thinking back on high school, it was you had all the good ideas, it wasn't me. But I did have one good idea.
What?
Well, after you got fired, by the way.
What?
Yeah.
What for?
Sexual harassment, and also you just insulted the boss to his face.
So both of them?
Both things at once.
Wow.
Yeah. The thing is, I took that idea we had in high school, the thing with the hydrochloric acid and the bicarb soda.
Yeah.
And I realized that it makes a really good butt wipe.
What? Because it's so moist and plush,
yeah,
and it comes out in the perfect sheet. Just by combining those two liquid and solid ingredients.
You just combine them and it makes it.
The powder and the liquid.
And it's perfect. And you know what? It leaves your butt feeling great, so you don't even need the fiber.
Man, that's amazing for you. I'm so excited.
Well, no, I went in and I invested it. I made a company, invested all the money I earned with the job you gave me. And
hey, buddy.
It's a company that I started with you.
I know this is really innovative. And normally I wouldn't follow these instincts, Dolores. You know me, I love watching Black Mirror and Survivor every day.
Yeah.
But if you give me a second chance, I know paper as good as a king. I'm the prince of Prince Lou roles.
That's what I'm saying. It's already your company, Gendry.
What?
It was your idea. I'm just here helping. That's all I've ever done.
I'm nothing without you. So if we work together and I don't get distracted by Dolores, and then don't remain distracted from Dolores for the next 17 years, we can pick up right where we started.
Yeah, but you know what? I was wrong to say Dolores sucked. Dolores, you saved my best friend from the water. You rock.
You sucked the water out of my lungs, baby. That's what you were saying.
Yeah. I mean,
your
yeah.
suction powers have always been incredible.
And I do it again.
Would you, baby? Because I might be like part owner of a really successful company soon, and no one's ever innovated on toilet rolls before, but I think if there's anyone who can do it, it's us three.
Us three.
Together.
A salad of love.
A salad of love.
A salad of love. That's you, you and me. A salad of love. In our company.
A salad of love. That's you, you and me. A salad of love.
In our company.
In good company. It starts with a base of leaves. That's the magic that you will weave, Dolores. Then we start with the veg. That's how we give it that individual edge.
And then, just to make the salad turn into something beaute, you gotta chuck on some tomato, cause what? It's both a vegetable and a fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah! Salad of love.
That's you, you and me. A salad of love.
In our company.
A salad of love.
That's
in you and me.
A salad of love.
That's our company.
I know this salad is good, but I think that it can be great. If we're gonna make it interesting, we start to innovate.
And I know when we're put together, we can go so far. Cause we're like the best of salads, like a chicken Caesar.
Yeah.
A salad of love. That's just you and me.
I know I'm a bit of a rock star. My ideas can be scary, but to go with this beef souvlaki, what about a salad including strawberry? I know it's wild, but I think it's cute. If our salads innovate with fruit, we'll make it great, we'll make it neat. You three, we can be so sweet. We're a
salad of love. That's you, you and me.
Oh,
a salad of love.
Just a dash.
That's you, you and me.
We'll make a smash.
Salad of love in our company. It's our company.
A salad of love.
That was a poop. The musical.
Wow.
By Jeremy Hughes.
I actually forgot.
Yeah, me so too. Funny. I was about to say that was Salad of Love.
Oh,
nope, it was poop. Thanks, Jeremy, for that title.
Yeah,
you really
you.
Did us a solid then.
You're our number two. I've got to say, like, thank you, Jeremy, for the suggestion. It was very interesting to try and steer the pot in a non-poop direction. How did you guys find it?
Yeah, we got poop out of the way early with the toilet paper thing.
Always a good routine. Yeah. Get the poop out of the way early.
Yeah, get it out,
yeah.
Twins.
Yeah, really save this from going down the toilet, you know?
I'm so sorry that we endowed you as, like, sucking.
I was like, I am going to defeat this.
Yeah.
It's my mission. It's my destiny.
I love how Dolores is so nice and her only flaw was that she liked vegetables.
Yeah.
Wanted a healthy diet.
How dare she? How dare
she? She was so patient. She put up with it, like, his shit for so
17
long.
Years. No vegetables.
Yeah.
And what a guy. He's just obsessed with fruit.
I know. No reason for it or anything.
No justification.
Just loves fruit.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, and beef souvlaki.
Oh, yeah.
Wheat fruit.
The least fruity meal of all.
Fruity Slovaki. Oh,
I'm pretty sure beef souvlaki does have, like, lettuce in it. Well.
Not this one.
Not this one. No vegetables in
lettuce
it.
Lettuce fruit.
And there's no vegetables in in our love for you, audience members. So thank you so much for listening. You can join our Patreon. We've mentioned it many times. You can get a pair of Emma's boots, a way to give Amber money. And
Amber, I'd love to hear a song from Dolores' perspective. I feel like she was the unsung hero of this pod.
Yeah.
So maybe we could release like a Dolores solo, what it's like living with a fruit addiction.
Yeah, I love that.
So that'll be on the Patreon for those who just play directly after this
pod. Yeah,
it
will. You can just keep listening to it. So thank you, patrons. We really need you. And you are our salad of love.
Yeah, invest in our innovation.
Here we go.
In our
a salad of love. That's you, you and me. Salad of love in our company. Salad of love.
Beef souvlaki.
That's you, you and me.
Yeah, I like it.
A salad of love. That's our company. That's our company.
A salad of love.